This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1669. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded May 15th, Antarctica, Argentina, Brazil, Central African Republic, China, Georgia, Germany, India, Indonesia, Korea North and South, Pakistan, Russia, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Tatarstan, Tunisia, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. The big news this week, which arrived just a bit too late for me to mention last week, is that Antarctica is back on the air, LRA 36, 15476 kilohertz. Had been missing for some time, although we've been looking for it occasionally. According to its previous schedule, which was in our mornings around 12 to 14 UT, but nothing heard, they may have been back on the air as early as March, but instead during the local afternoon hours. Thanks to Horacio Negro in Uruguay, who wrote to the Marambio Foundation in Argentina, which established the station years ago, for an update on its status. He wrote them April 17th, but did not get a reply until May 8th. They said the station is in service starting at approximately 19 hours local time. Well, that turned out to be incorrect, since that would be 22 UT. Still not heard then. Instead, monitoring the next few days, we've heard it as early as 18 and as late as 22 UT, but more likely between 19 and 21. But it's rather irregular as far as we can tell. Hardly anyone has heard it beyond South America directly, but some of the remote receivers can pick up at least a carrier, such as the one in Twente, the Netherlands, where we have heard signs of it during those 2 hours at least, 19 to 21, but not every day and not on weekends. The frequency varies just a few hertz above and below 15476, as noted by Wolfgang Büschel, who also heard it on a remote receiver in Iceland. The main problem is the BBC Arabic service on 15480, with, of course, a much stronger signal in much of the world. This is inconveniently the case between 17 and 21 UT, first via the UAE side until 20, and then switching to Oman from 20 to 21. So we hope that LRA 36 will stay on the air at least part of the time past 21 UT, when there's no longer that adjacent channel interference. At least there's nothing at all scheduled during this period on 15475 or 15470. It's been difficult, as usual, to get a reply from LRA 36, even if their email doesn't bounce. But Horacio Negro also found they have a Facebook page with some photos of the personnel. After facebook.com, it's /junto.avos.756. Juntavos means close to you in English. One listener who has been hearing it directly is Hugo Lopez in Chile, Santiago. 15476, he was monitoring on May 9th and heard an ID at 1907. There was considerable fading and a weak signal. They were playing some Argentine bailanta music, and on that occasion they were off the air by 2101. The official name of this station is Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel, and it's located at the Esperanza base, which is near the northern tip of the Antarctic Peninsula, which actually puts it north of the Antarctic Circle. Moving up to Argentina proper. Last week I mentioned that RAI was including in its multilingual announcements one in Arabic, a language they don't really use. But they've suddenly decided to add another language, which I assume will go into those multilingual loops, maybe replacing Arabic. It's Chinese. Jorge Freitas got news from the ADXB in Brazil, and Ron Howard also heard them announcing that they would be adding Chinese, effective May 13th, Monday through Friday, for 1 hour at 10 UT, and repeated at 0400 Tuesday through Saturday. The original broadcast at 10 is on 6060 if active, and 15345 in the repeat on 11710. The morning broadcast requires some shuffling of their other languages in order to accommodate it. Here's a Brazilian reactivated on 60 meters. It's Rádio Difusora de Congonhas in Minas Gerais on 4775. First reported by Cássio Santos in Goiânia with an excellent signal. This was the evening of May 12th, reported through the Rádio Escutas group. He says he believes it had been off the air since last December, and then reported by many other Brazilian listeners. 4775 is also the frequency of Radio Tarma in Peru, which had been a regular South American catch, even in North America, but now there's likely to be interference. Other stations which may interfere on 4775 are All India Radio in Imphal, TWR Swaziland, and we don't know the exact schedule yet of Rádio Difusora de Congonhas, but Castro Santos also heard it in the morning, May 13th at 09:30. We recently reported that the missionary station in the Central African Republic, Radio ICDI, was off the air because its facilities had been looted in the latest revolution. But now HCJB Global, which has assisted the station a great deal, filed a report as of May 10th that Radio ICDI is back on the air with two low-power shortwave transmitters. Do they mention the frequencies? Of course not. We can only assume that they are the ones previously in effect, 6030. According to the handbook, its schedule was Monday to Saturday, 0445 to 1100, and daily 1445 to 2100. Their other frequency had been inactive, but apparently, since they say two transmitters, it is now active, 3390. Its former schedule was 1600 until 2100. Lots of luck in hearing it beyond the Central African Republic. Martin Groot in the Netherlands says, I was very pleased to hear again a Chinese regional station, one of their erratic appearances. 20 hertz below 5990, May 11th at 2246. It's Xinghai PBS in Xining. That's Qinghai in Xining. With orchestral music, a march instead of an anthem at 2250. It was weak but completely in the clear only for a few minutes until another Chinese station, CRI carrier, came on the frequency just after 2253. He also heard it again 3 days later, as early as 2238, with a warm-up tone and early morning orchestral music. He says at 2250, the Ode to the Motherland took a sesquiminute. And there were also announcements in Tibetan. As happens every year, in mid-May, the World Radio TV Handbook has published via PDF on its website a comprehensive update to the 2013 edition with all the new schedules for international stations in the A13 season. And it's been updated right to the last minute, although things keep changing here and there. I urge you to take a look at it. It's accessible via www.wrth.com. And especially if you did not purchase a hard copy handbook, consider making a donation to support this very generous free service offered by the World Radio TV Handbook. I went through it and picked out some of the most important newsy items, one of which is a frequency now for the new Voice of the South China Sea service from China. It started out on medium wave 1008, but they now show a shortwave frequency from the Xi'an site, 13660. For daily broadcasts in English at 06 to 07 UT. However, I've yet to see that confirmed as on the air yet. Is anyone hearing it? May 15th at 1411, I encountered a good signal in Chinese on a different frequency than usual, 17520. I soon found it to be parallel to a CNR1 jammer against Radio Free Asia on 11990. But is this a jammer? Don't know what else would be on that frequency. And Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says 17520 is a new frequency for the National Emergency Broadcast, first noted May 13th and 14th between 12 and 15 UT. That is in addition to 9800 and 12,000 kilohertz. However, a lot of the time, including when I heard it, they're just relaying CNR1 programming. Filed this time under G for Georgia, Abkhaz Radio reported by Roman Pankov in Bulgaria, May 6th at 0400, with an interval signal and ID, under Spain in Spanish on 9535. And at the outset, he also heard them on medium wave 1350. And on May 1st, they were signing on at 0656 with Knights in White Satin. Interval signal at 0700 and ID and program in the Abkhaz language. At 0800, they switched to Avtoradio, a Moscow FM station, which had been on the air for 20 years, he said, and gave a time check for noon in Moscow, followed by news in Russian. I'd like to put in a good word for Deutsche Welle, which gets little respect these days from Germans in the know since the drastic cutbacks that service has suffered. However, we can still hear their English broadcasts intended for Africa, transmitted from Rwanda, such as at 05 UT on 12045. May 12th, in the area of 0515, they presented an excellent report on the anti-Putin protest movement in Russia, something you would never hear on Voice of Russia, and even worthy of the BBC as far as journalism goes. Another frequency for this service is 9800, but on May 13th I found that had considerable co-channel interference. The only thing I can think of, since nothing else is listed, is that national emergency broadcast from China, which recently started up on this frequency, despite a number of other users already on 9800. Ron Howard has a tip for hearing All India Radio in Kohima on 4850, should they decide to broadcast anytime soon. The Chinese interference is gone. Xinjiang PBS is no longer being heard, he says, as of May 11th, and it's no longer in the Alki list either. So it's clear for the return of All India Radio Kohima. Here's another unexpected and very welcome reactivation of a tropical station, Radio Republik Indonesia in Ternate, heard by Ron Howard May 13th, 130 hertz below 3345. He says it seemed to be a special broadcast from 1137 to 1337, he heard it. They were not relaying Jakarta news, and it was not their normal programming. There was chatting in Indonesian and recitations from the Quran, a long series of speeches. He says their last broadcast was in June of 2012 and hoped they would broadcast again the following day. S. Hasegawa in Japan was also listening, and he says on that occasion they signed off at 14:29 and he did hear it the next day at 12:33. And it did stay on the air. In fact, on May 15th, Ron Howard heard it yet again with what he then says is another day of extensive coverage of a Quran reading competition, known as Tilawa al-Quran, virtually nonstop reciting from the Quran by different persons between 12:07 and 13:31 UT. And for the past 3 days, they did not once carry a Jakarta news relay at 1200, as all the other RRI stations do. Ron also points out that RRI Ternate used to have an English program when they were previously active. It was on Thursdays between 13 and 14 UT, sounded like the Bali International English Club, but was later moved to Sundays. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1669. Our website brings you much more information, worldofradio.com. Should anyone wish to help financially to keep our website and broadcast going, which always have continuing expenses, contributions are welcome. via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com, or by check or money order in the postal mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Here in deep North America, we're too far into the day side to hear it for a few more months under current scheduling, but Ron Howard in California observes that sea breeze has made another of its periodic frequency changes. They happen roughly once a month, always on the 49-meter band, for the 1330 to 1430 UT broadcast. On Friday, May 10th, they were still on 6020, but not in English, which is unusual. There was North Korean jamming audible. So by May 14th, they had gone back to 6135 for this transmission. That day of the week, it was in stilted Chinese and switching to Korean at 1400. But on 6135, there's heavy interference from China jamming Taiwan, a very poor frequency choice. 6020 now has the CNR8 Mongolian service in the clear. The World Radio TV Handbook update has a new entry in the clandestine section, Echo of Unification, from North to South Korea. It's on the 6250 shortwave transmitter from Pyongyang and also on two medium wave frequencies elsewhere in North Korea, 684 and 1080 kilohertz. Daily broadcasts are for 2 hours each in Korean at 04, 12, and 22 UT. Our contributor in Lahore, Pakistan, Aslam Javaid, reminds us that Radio Pakistan now has live streaming of its external service, and he's been monitoring it via radio.gov.pk. He says, I had repeatedly requested PBC to provide live streaming until the new shortwave transmitters are brought into operation in view of the poor condition of existing shortwave transmitters. After much delay, the external service live streaming is available in a number of languages, the same schedule, I think, as listed for shortwave. He says the live streaming is consistent with very few breakdowns. The program content of each service is poor and mainly composed of only music and short news bulletins. Since consistent live streaming is now available, Radio Pakistan's external service should concentrate on improving program content. For instance, the Nepali service does not broadcast a news bulletin in Nepali, which is quite absurd for an external service. We do not have any update on shortwave transmitters under installation at Landi Karachi, whether these have been abandoned or otherwise. Similarly, the status of faulty 100 kilowatt transmitters for the external service from Islamabad is not known, whether this language services is now available only on the website. Bob Wilkner and XM in South Florida report on Peru. The strongest 60-meter band signal now is Radio Logos in Chasuta, Tarapoto on 4810. That is, at least in the mornings, heard May 11th from 10 to 11 UT with music and religious messages. Heard every day for a week with good signals. He says the second strongest might be Radio Dharma on 4775. Certainly one of the weakest signals from Peru, but just enough so I can tell it is there, is Radio Chosky Urubamba on 5980, which I've been following for months now since I discovered that the transmission cuts off the air 5 or 6 seconds later from one night to the next. As of May 11th, it went off at 0105 and 45 seconds. However, when I checked around that time, expecting to hear it 5 seconds after that, on May 12th, it was already off. Martin Rode in the Netherlands has also been tracking this, and he says the clock had been reset. The timer cutting off their transmitter, it went off 15 seconds before 0100 on May 12th. So I've resumed tuning in earlier and confirmed that they're once again going off 5 seconds later, but now from a much earlier starting point. As of May 15th, it was 3 seconds before 0100. One of the many regional services within Russia is Buryat Radio, which is from Selenginsk, Siberia on 6195. Roman Pankov in Bulgaria reports hearing Buryat Radio under China with an ID in Russian and program in vernacular at 2240 UT, April 29th. And by the way, the Radio Teos service also has programming in the Buryat language. That's on 11650 between 15 and 16 via the Philippines, which he heard May 2nd at 1533 with an ID Radio Teos Buryatia. As expected, following a loss in the elections in Malaysia, Radio Free Sarawak has now closed down. Ron Howard says it was heard May 9th repeating the same show as heard the day before on 15460 between 1136 and 1250 UT. And played it back one more time on May 10th, says S. Hasegawa in Japan, between 1055 and 1259. The next day, May 11th, the transmission was on the air until 1107, but only with music and filler and nothing at all since. International Radio Serbia had vanished after their May 2nd broadcast from 9685, which was always a very good signal from Europe. We would surely hear it if it were on the air, and it continued to be missing until finally it returned on May 11th, ending the English half hour at 0100 and into Serbian. They were also back on 6100, says Kai Ludwig and Alan Rowe, as of May 10th at 2100 in English. Last week I mentioned that Radio Hargeisa Somaliland had been missing from 7120, at least in the mornings. It had been signing on around 0330, but Ron Howard and I were no longer hearing it. So I asked Koji Hashimoto in Japan, who has been monitoring almost every day their sign-off time, circa 1900 UT, when of course we couldn't hear it even when it's on the air, and he replies that Radio Hargeisa was inactive from April 30th to May 10th, but had returned on May 11th. He also heard them signing off their midday broadcast at 1359 and their evening broadcast at 1901. Rather surprisingly, for this time of year, I think, Ron Howard was still able to hear their English segment on the West Coast via Long Path, May 11th at 1323 to 1341 when they went back into Somali on 7120. Last week we mentioned Fuxing Broadcasting Station in Taiwan, which is 1 kHz off channel 9774. Ron Howard says they have been erratic for the past week as of May 11th, heard at 1150 parallel to 9410. Sometimes one or the other frequency is not broadcasting. And now there is another Taiwan station shifted 1 kHz off channel. It's Voice of Han. It had been on 9745, but now Ron Howard finds it on exactly 9746, May 15th. Checked between 1215 and 1328. In Chinese, mostly long conversations with some easy listening music. Nothing heard on the former frequency. Ian Baxter in Australia found this on the Radio Taiwan International website, May 15th. It says, starting from July 1st, RTI will be concluding its English transmission to the Philippines at 01 to 02 UT on 11875 and 11 to 12 on 9465. He says, as both these emanate from the Tainan site, you can bet that's the date that all transmissions from Tainan will cease forever. Jürgen Bartels in Germany was hearing something in Russian on 29760. Manuel Ritola suggests it's probably the sixth harmonic of Voice of Russia via Tajikistan, which is actually in the Dari language on 4960. The time not given. But must have been sometime between 12 and 14 UT when Pashto and Dari are scheduled. That came from the VHF Skip group via Tim Bucknell on the Harmonics Yahoo group. There's been confusion about the true transmitter site for the three broadcasts known as Tatarstan Wave in English or Navonia Tatarstana in Russian. which can be heard well beyond the Tatarstan area, with some interesting ethnic music. They're at 0410 to 05 on 15110, 610 to 7 on 9690, and 810 to 9UT on 15195. DX Remix News in Bulgaria published the transmitter sites for the current season as Novosibirsk, Novosibirsk, and Armavir, respectively. However, the previous site was Samara, from which these were all coming, but there were some reports that the Samara site was closing down as early as the end of last year. So is it closed or not? Now in Rustyx, here is a report from Vladimir Emelyanov, who is in Samara and thus in a position to judge whether the transmissions are coming from there. And he says they are very strong, and he thinks the site is still functioning. And the WRTH update agrees. Kai Ludwig was monitoring the last broadcast on 15195 from wherever it comes on May 11th and says, programming started at 0810 and my chin dropped, badly muffled, distorted, chopped by a noise gate with a very high threshold, as if they dusted off equipment last used in the era of Boris Yeltsin. The transmission is unlistenable and a mere waste of money until they fix it. As I reported before, Tunisia suddenly vanished from shortwave after their April 23rd broadcast. I check it every night, that is, the former frequency 7275. It was missing for 20 days, but had returned on May 14th and 15th around 0530. Still not hearing their other frequency from 0600, 7335, and Wolfgang Büschel says the evening frequencies have not been heard again either. Those who are concerned about the sorry state of U.S. international broadcasting, especially Americans who are paying for it, should keep an eye on this website. It's www.usgbroadcast.com/BBGWatch. That's Watching the Broadcasting Board of Governors. Look especially for a couple of stories in early May, headlined Information War Lost, Dysfunctional, Defunct, and Ungovernable. It seems that Family Radio is in dire straits, having to sell off more and more of its formerly lucrative radio properties, not including the shortwave service. A couple of long stories have appeared in the press recently, including the Contra Costa Times headlined End of the World for Oakland's Family Radio. Thanks to Mike Cooper for sending that. Perhaps not by coincidence, I've just received word from WIFR about more drastic cuts at the shortwave station. They're deleting all their Spanish and Portuguese broadcasts as of June 1st. They may still be on in English on 6115 in the evenings and carrying Radio Taiwan international relays. Ron Howard heard a carrier on 3945 May 12th at 1210. Could it be Vanuatu testing back on the air? Yes, confirmed by Mauno Ritola and Wolfgang Büschel using receivers in Australia. 3945 active again in the local evenings, but not 7260. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 May 21st, 23rd and 28th. Solar flux rising from 130 May 19th to a peak of 170 on the 26th, and down to 145 by June 6th. Thus concludes another World of Radio 1669. Glenn Hauser inviting you back next week.